What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Cian Healy will reach an historic milestone for Leinster. Ulster bolster their front row options ahead of their season opener. And we hear from Ireland's Aoife Wafer as Ireland prepare for the big guns of WXV1. Rugby Daily and Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Cian Healy will equal Devon Toner's 280 Leinster appearances if introduced off the bench in tomorrow night's season opener away to Edinburgh. The prop is now in his 19th season with the Blues and will provide cover for Michael Milne at the Hive. Elsewhere in the pack, there's a first senior start for Gus McCarthy in the week the hooker was named in the emerging Ireland squad. Joining him is fellow under 20 Grand Slam winner Conor O'Tierney in the pack, who will pack down in the second row alongside James Ryan. And Jemison Gibson-Park makes a welcome return at scrum half, having been forced to miss Ireland's summer tour of South Africa with a hamstring injury. So Leinster will start with Jamie Osborne at full back. On the wings are Tommy O'Brien and Jordan Larmour. Gary Ringrose is partnered this week by Charlie Tector in the centre. Sam Prendergast gets a start at out half. Jemison Gibson-Park is at scrum half. It's a front row of Michael Milne, Gus McCarthy and Thomas Clarkson. Conor O'Tierney and James Ryan are in the second row. At blindside flanker is Max Deegan, open sides manned by Scott Penny, and Jack Conan will captain the team from number 8. On the replacements bench for Leinster are John McKee, Cian Healy, debutant potentially Rabah Slimani, Brian Deeney, James Culhan, Luke McGrath, Ross Byrne and Rob Russell. Captain for the night, Jack Conan, is looking forward to helping out the younger players in the squad this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I probably wouldn't be the loudest man in the room, especially when it comes to meetings and things like that, but I tried to bring my own energy, especially in the game. So I was starting or I was coming off the bench trying to bring an energy to it. And then I always tell myself that if I'm going to lead, I want to lead through actions and be at the forefront of things. So everyone kind of leads in their own way. And mine might be more through actions than through what I say, so or the energy that I bring to the group.
For their part, Edinburgh give a first start to summer acquisition Mosesi Tuipulotu, the brother of Scotland international Sione. There's plenty of international experience peppered throughout that Edinburgh starting 15 as well. Darcy Gray makes a first start in 8 months on one wing. Duhan van der Merwe is on the other. Ali Price is at scrum half for Edinburgh. In the pack, they can rely on Pierre Schoeman, Dave Cherry, captain Grant Gilchrist, and flankers Jamie Ritchie and Hamish Watson. Ulster have reinforced their front row options ahead of the new season. Having played in pre-season games with Benetton and Exeter, Corey Barrett's been rewarded with a one-year deal at the province. The tight head is actually a product of the Ulster rugby pathway and started his career at Instonians. Barrett's made his bones though in England over the past couple of seasons with stints at Saracens, Bedford and Doncaster Knights. Ulster will name their team tomorrow for their season opener with Glasgow. We'll also learn the first compositions of the season from Munster and Connacht ahead of their Interpro at Thomond Park. And former Connacht fullback Gavin Duffy told this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast that his former employers could be one of the teams to watch this season.
Matt Canson, who's been out since January. Santi Cordero, who joined last season and got injured in his first training session in Dexcom. So those two players can light up any game. Connacht, in terms of their style of play, last year they went through more phases than any other team in the league. So they have a lot of possession, but at times they're just missing that X factor. And the likes of Matt Hansen, Santi Cordero, Bundy will be available more often than not. Shane Bolton, who's lit up pre-season as well and had a kind of an injury-free season, more so last year than previous years. He's been called up to the Irish Emerging Talent Tour as well. He has been a handful on the wing when he's been fit and ready. So there's huge competition in those wider channels, but as you said, some of those younger players are pushing those more established players, and it'll be interesting to see who they kind of go with for their best back three and centre partnerships.
Ireland flanker Aoife Wafer has welcomed the suggestion of her Leinster coach Tania Rosser that the Irish provinces should align themselves with England's premiership. Player of the match in last week's win over Australia, Wafer is among the Ireland squad preparing for the WXV1, which gets underway in Vancouver in 10 days' time. And Wafer told Owen on tonight's Off the Ball that an increase in big games for Irish players can only help them improve.
Like international wise, like the likes of the WXV is going to be really helpful for us. Like going playing the top teams in the world is going to make us a better team. And then you have the likes of the Celtic Challenge and that kind of thing, which will hopefully grow over the next few years, where it might not just be two teams, it could be all four provinces. Like, I'm not sure, but yeah, I think Irish rugby and Irish women's rugby is in a really exciting place right now, in terms of all the growth. And even at underage levels, like, you go down to the matches and they're always very competitive. And like, the amount of youngsters that are coming through the systems and coming through the likes of an NTS is incredible. Like, they're developing the young ones at a ridiculous rate, and like, eventually they're going to start coming into senior setups and they're going to be pushing all of us for spots, which is only going to make Ireland even better again.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. So talk us through WXV then. What is the expectation over those three fixtures that you have? Maybe if you focus on the New Zealand game in particular, what are you thinking before that fixture?
I suppose, like, the lads and our player groups will come up with a plan of what we want to kind of impose on New Zealand. Like, we've already identified a couple of spaces that we might be able to get bang for our buck. But yeah, like, I suppose it's sticking to our game plan, and results kind of follow where, like, your process and that kind of thing. So, like, when you stick to your performance, the results will just follow. But I guess, like, it's incredibly special to be able to play against the likes of New Zealand or Canada or USA. Like, in, like, the last time we played them was 2016, and Clee and Nicole were part of that New Zealand squad, and then Nicole was part of that Canada squad that played them in the Novembers then. But yeah, so, like, it's been a while since we've played the likes of those teams, so to be able to do it now instead of at a World Cup and have it a bit of a shock is pretty cool.
You can hear more from Aoife Wafer and Gavin Duffy by becoming an Off the Ball member now and heading over to the Rugby Plus feed. Bowden Barrett returns to the All Blacks back three for Saturday morning's Bledisloe Cup meeting with the Wallabies in Sydney. Barrett started on the bench in their defeat to the Springboks a fortnight ago. His return sees Sevu Reese drop to the bench as Will Jordan slides across to the right wing. Caleb Clark replaces Mark Talea on the left wing. Ethan de Groot returns at loose head for Tamaiti Williams, who drops to the bench. So that All Blacks team will have a front row of Ethan de Groot, Cody Taylor and Terrell Lomax. Scott Barrett captains the team from the second row, where he's partnered by Tupu Vahi. Wallach Satiti, Sam Kane and Ardy Surveyor are in the back row for the All Blacks. At fullback, it's Bowden Barrett, Will Jordan and Caleb Clark are on the wings. Jordy Barrett and Ryoko Ione are in the centre. Damien McKenzie and Cortez Ratama continue their halfback partnership. Well, Joe Schmitz made a couple of changes to his backs for Saturday's game. Hunter Paisimi comes in at inside centre for Hamish Stewart, with Nick White returning at scrum half. And Fraser McRae comes in at open side flanker for Carlo Tizzano. So that Wallabies team will have Tom Wright at fullback, Andrew Kellaway and Marika Korobiete on the wings. In the centre then, it's Len Ikitau and Hunter Paisami. Noah Lalesio and Nick White are the halfbacks. In the pack, it's a front row of Angus Bell, Matt Fessler and Taniela Tupu. Nick Frost and Jeremy Williams are the second row partnership. Rob Valenti will win a 47th cap at blindside flanker. Fraser McRae, as I mentioned, starts on the open side, and Harry Wilson will captain the team from number 8. And finally, Felipe Contepomi's made three alterations to his pack for Saturday's meeting with the Springboks in Santiago del Estero. There's a new second row partnership of Franco Molina and Pedro Robiolo, and the other switch is at number 8 with Joaquin Oviedo in for Juan Martin Gonzalez. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, including team news from the other three provinces tomorrow. Till then, thanks so much for listening.